Sports.
Stephen's good day. All points.
It certainly is, and I'm glad to have you on board, Ricky.
Thank you.
You know what's going on.
The big intro for you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Feeling okay?
Friday, yeah, things are fine. Friday is upon us. Going to take a weekend trip, leaving after I get off the air this morning, heading for St. George's, Utah, where I will spend the evening with Jack Stockwell, our Inuka expert, and people don't know what that means.
Isn't that right by Bryce Park, St. George, Utah?
I don't know. Never been there before.
By some of the national parks. You got to go to Bryce and Zion. Incredible parks.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't.
Zion.
I know you'd think I have to, and my world will fall apart if I don't. But pardon me if I don't have time, because I have to be in Denver tomorrow night, and then
so
I have to
beautiful.
Be in St. Louis on Sunday night, and I have to be in Wheeling on
See,
Monday
night.
See,
that's how Doug travels.
Tuesday
He's too busy to actually enjoy anywhere.
Yeah, I enjoy it, but I got to get back to reality. Charlotte and I got things to do on the farm. You gotta get going.
He's
we gotta come
going
see you, Richie.
Can't wait for that. That's why
all
people
right, so
think New Jersey is a dump, because they only see it from the tracks of the Amtrak train.
New Jersey is a dump. There we go.
No. I have friends in Cherry Hill.
Yeah. Roberta, what's the matter with you today?
Roberta's on Facebook.
So all of us fell off of our chairs as we opened up our email this morning, and there's a Facebook request from Roberta, who has sworn allegiance to those who would never, ever do any social media. She has sworn. She said the nastiest things off the air about all of this stuff. I'm never, ever, ever going to
miss
you.
I think she's
going
to become an addict. She'll be farming soon.
As I explained, there was an event that I had to RSVP to, and the only way that I could do it was through Facebook.
That's how it starts.
And it was something I really wanted to go to. So.
Next stop, Betty Ford.
Yes, a buddy of mine. A buddy of mine swore, Facebook is stupid. You guys, what a waste of time. What is it? Then all of a sudden, like a lot of our high school friends started talking about events that we were all going to go to on Facebook. Right. Well, wouldn't you know it? Now he's there. And he's got it on his smartphone, so he's always logged in. Not that he always goes on it, but that's how you get in, Roberta.
Yeah.
And Roberta got a smartphone, by the way.
Yes, I got a Droid yesterday.
Wow. Look at you. Your daughter.
But
this is all your daughter's doing, isn't it?
Yeah, I wasn't. Still can't quite figure it out.
It takes a few days.
I'm getting. Richie, have you actually gotten physically
I have not
the
received
iPad
your
yet?
iPad yet. Mm-mm.
All right, so I'm getting an iPad. Richie's going to program it with me when I'm there next week so that I'll be able to carry it and do things that people do with an iPad, whatever they may be.
Doug doesn't even know. He just wants one.
My wife is in Columbia right now.
But I need it, I guess.
So instead of lugging the computer, the laptop down there, we have a MacBook. She decided she was going to just take the iPad. Because the iPad has Skype on it, and that's usually how we communicate when she's down there. So yesterday, and two or three times a day, we'll talk to her on the Skype, and she's got the camera on the. That's why we waited for the second iPad for the front facing camera so we could talk to each other. So she calls me yesterday, and tells me that at 6:15 in the morning her iPad started ringing, and apparently Sean had woken up and wanted to ask Mommy a question, walked into the kitchen on our Mac, dialed her up on Skype, and woke her up, and it was pitch black. And he's just like, Mommy.
What does that say about what
she's
children...
not here right now.
Hold on a second. The thing about it, a 6-year-old child goes in to where he knows where the computer is. He knows how to operate it. He knows how to call his mother.
In Columbia, on an iPad.
Yeah.
Through Skype.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you wonder about communication in the world and why we are connected to Facebook. By the way, we have a couple of things going on. The favorite first lady question, which has been posted at Facebook. Jennifer and Richie and I have talked about this. Roberta, who would you say, in terms of your memory, has been the favorite first lady?
Jackie Kennedy, hands down. Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, see, I mean, I would look at giving her a vote, but quite honestly, I mean, she was gone in 63 as far as being first lady. Mm-hmm. By the time I really had any, was alert. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, but it has to do with your age. You're right. So you picked the things that are relevant to you.
I remember I got a letter from Jackie Kennedy after the president was shot, and I wrote a letter to the White House. I was only 9 years old, and I actually got, and I still have it. I got one of those letters back that said,
with the seal.
And
I got one from Reagan.
You know, beige with the black edging on it.
Neat.
And I said, wow, Jackie Kennedy wrote to me.
That's cool.
Neat. See, those are the things we remember.
Did you I'm sorry to interrupt you again, but...
No, you're not.
Speaking of when you're a young child... No, not at all.
Make a career out of it.
Not at all. Yeah, right. Roberta talks about writing the White House when she's 9 years old. Did you see this story about this five-year-old who wrote Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, and wanted to be governor?
Apparently,
the kid asked his parents to be governor. And they told him he was too young to be governor, and he started crying. And they had this on video. It got posted on YouTube.
Aww.
So the kid's crying because he can't be governor.
Love
and
that.
Chris Christie sees the YouTube thing and signed an act into New Jersey law yesterday, allowing the kid to be governor for a day.
There you go.
Isn't that neat?
We'll cancel everything, including school.
Exactly.
All right. So Facebook things, I'm listening. Looking at what Tom posted there, his question, why isn't Congress cutting their own pay and benefits? A lot of people are following the potential shutdown in Washington, which may or may not take place. Our feeling is that probably things would get straightened out. And, yeah, but this is the... this is just more testament.
At 11:58 tonight, they're going to announce
ridiculous,
very hard
this situation is, how just plain stupid we are to continue to put up. The majority of people, by large margins, are so fed up with this stuff and the finger-pointing and the mistakes and passing the buck and, it's just disgusting. All right, on the Facebook question that we were involved in yesterday, the Happy Meal ban, Margaret wrote, it ought to be the parents' job. This was a suggestion that was made. Matter of fact, the poll yesterday, remember that at DougStephan.com, should Happy Meals be banned? There was some suggestion that it be done in New York. Let's see here. Yes, it's teaching our children. I don't see the results of the poll. Richie, could you find that for me? Because I don't have them handy by there. Also, weigh in on, we're talking about bad jobs. The video today at DougStephan.com, the fellow who cleans the cobra pit, he picks up the cobras with his hands, Roberta, and moves them around. If you see this, it's just very cavalier.
I'm sure he has, like, gloves and stuff on.
No. Nope.
He doesn't.
Nope. He's in sandals.
I'm sure he has anti-venom in his pocket.
Well, whatever. And by the way, did anybody respond to my question, Jennifer, about what happens to snakes when they bite each other?
No, I mean, we
snakes,
haven't heard.
They must fight and bite
Roberta
each other.
Roberta would know. She's a freak.
Roberta would know.
Yeah, she's
when
one
they
of those
bite
animal freaks.
Each other, I don't know. I know when they bite me.
Let's say a cobra bites another cobra. Will it die from the venom?
Yes.
It will.
How do you know this?
Because it will. Because the venom is stored in a separate area in a snake. It's
but
not
does
in
snake
through
have
their
anti-venom?
Bloodstream.
It's in the saliva area.
Yeah. I don't think so.
And how do you suppose that happens? That's an interesting, also another interesting angle to this. If you believe in God or a force or infinite intelligence, how is it that these snakes are supposed to come from yet another planet, Rich? How did these beings get created? So that they have.
How did anything get created? I mean, why couldn't have anything been created on this planet? Why did everything have to come from another planet? So
because it doesn't fit my theory.
I know. So let me just follow you, so make sure I understand this.
Okay.
This planet Earth, this amazing little planet that we live on, was void of all life.
Right.
And it's
no, it wasn't.
And the very
it's always had life.
It.
From its very birth, it's had life. Otherwise, it wouldn't be able to sustain.
Okay.
Life.
So something had to live here, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're just saying it wasn't black people, white people, Asian people.
No. The Munsters.
The Munsters. That's Roberta.
Yeah.
Lily
that's
Munster.
They were the first people on the planet.
That's right.
Yeah. That's the Adams family, though, isn't it? Right.
The Munsters is the...
You can tell today it's Friday.
I know.
Yeah.
I like it.
Coming up in a few minutes, Shelley Palmer, who is one of our folks that focuses on technology, is a ruling by the FCC that requires wireless providers to negotiate roaming deals with competitors. Be interesting to see how that all shakes out. That is Sprint and Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. They all have to work with each other. Ooh-ah. Yes. Speaking of working together, I have made it my cause, made it my life's work. I have made it my focus to make sure that your life is better as a result of listening to this program. And one of the things, when I tell you stories about various products, people that come to me and say, hey, will you talk about this, that, or the other thing, they know what the program is about. They know what the listeners are interested in because they know what's worked in the past. And I've been talking for a long time about Toutenol and Night Skin. The products come from New Vitality Health. And now the latest is Lumitone. Lumitone, L-U-M-A-T-O-N-E. I don't understand why everybody listening to this program right now doesn't pick up the phone and call the offices, the order line, and order a free jar of Lumitone. Free. See how it makes your eyes brighter. You are more refreshed. You look the part. This product is supposed to fix the dark circles, the puffiness under your eyes, specifically for your eyes, an anti-aging cream for your eyes, for men and for women. Call 800-894-3302 and order a free bottle for yourself right now and a free bottle for your spouse, free bottle for you can call, and or you order one bottle at a time, but you can call using different names. I'm not trying to be a wise guy, but that's how you can do it. So you get a cream for you and your spouse, your sister, your brother, people who are your friends. You just have to use a different name, and you don't do it all at the same time. But you call 800-894-3302 and order your free jar of Lumitone when you take part in this special offer. Pay a small shipping and handling fee. Fix the dark circles. Fix your face or under your eyes. This is a cream that is so unique, so new, and it serves so many good purposes. The dark circles and the bags will be gone. You'll see. Try it free. 800-894-3302.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week, get Puff Tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for 187 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Save on Faves, now at Macy's. Find 25 to 50% savings on all your favorite items throughout the store. Separates for her, 25 to 40% off. Men's sportswear and collections, 25 to 50% off. Men's and women's suits, 50% off. Hotel collection, bed and bath, 25 to 50% off. Plus, save an extra 15 or 10% with your Macy's Star Rewards card. That's the magic of Macy's. Savings off regular and sale prices, exclusions apply.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Some surprises last night on American Idol. Pia Toscano, theoretically, she was ahead in a lot of people's minds because she's good looking and she seemed to be working hard at it, had it together. The odds were better for her than they were for a lot of them that are still there. Program starts out by the top nine. Now there are eight, but nine as of the beginning of the program last night performing together. Is that her?
That's better.
Who's that best thing?
No idea. It could be Lauren.
Could be Haley or Ashton.
Maybe they're all together.
Well, it is. It's they're sort of aggregate.
All of them, yeah.
They love rock and roll.
If I were Joan Jett, if there weren't a check attached to them performing this, I'd be shooting my television right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's the guys.
Yeah.
But it's all
together. Yeah. Singing
songs about the South.
Oh, please.
I think this is a sin. Yeah.
Okay. So as the evening wears on, it becomes obvious that Pia is in the bottom three.
We've got Paul and Pia here at the center. One of them is in the bottom three. The other is safe. Paul, fresh off the appearance last week in the bottom three, unfortunately. And just like last week,
Paul McDonald,
I'm going to send you to safety. Which means for the first time, Pia is in the bottom three tonight.
Not looking good.
No.
All right. Now, among some of the performers last night, Iggy Pop showed up. And it's kind of interesting. If you know about Iggy Pop, Roberta, you know about Iggy Pop, right?
Yes.
What do you know about Iggy Pop?
He's really strange.
Yeah, well,
yeah, why would they have Iggy Pop on this show, I wonder?
I couldn't figure that one out, too. That was
you
really
watched
weird.
The show last night, Roberta?
I watched it on YouTube when I came back. I watched some highlights from it.
All right, so then, Richie, let's play the part where Pia is voted off of the program.
The person who leaves us tonight after the nationwide vote is
Jennifer Lopez.
Pia. You are safe.
Stefano Longoni. All right,
safe.
So here is Jennifer reacting to Pia having to go home.
I have no idea. I have no idea what just happened here. I'm shocked. I'm angry. I don't even know what to say.
How does that make you feel if you're another contestant?
Yeah, Stefano, you suck. You should have been gone.
Somebody else should have gone.
Right. All right, Richie, play Randy's reaction.
I'm with Jennifer, and I think with Steven. I think we're all in shock. I mean, I'm gutted. I mean, you're one of the best singers in this. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, look. And by the way, Ryan, we said it last night. No one is ever safe. If you thought that she was safe, look at where she is now. You didn't vote, so you got to vote for whomever you love. Dude, I mean, I'm never upset on this show, and I'm never really mad, but this makes me mad. It's like, what is going on?
So why would people have voted against her?
I just think they thought she was safe, so they didn't vote for her.
Right. It's not voting against, it's voting for, and if you don't get the votes.
She has a tough demeanor about her.
Yeah. I think she was just boring. I mean, she's a beautiful voice.
And I think a lot of people, were kind of turned off by that.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? A tough demeanor?
Yeah.
I don't mind. I saw her once. She didn't do anything for me. If she's performing one last time,
nobody heard you.
She has a big voice for a young for younger 20s.
Would you just love on these parting songs when they get kicked off the show if they sing that CeeLo song, F you?
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. All right, so bye-bye, Pia. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm scared by you. I'm scared by you. Only nobody heard.
Intuit Small Business presents Payroll Taxes in 30 Seconds. When quarterly taxes are due, Intuit Online Payroll reminds you. One click to start, a few more to approve and pay. We even fill out the forms. And we're done with seconds to spare, which gives me plenty of time to finish painting this lion's toenails. Good kitty. Try Intuit Online Payroll free for 30 days at Intuit.com. We do the legwork so you can do what you love. Intuit. Small business rejoice.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a new ruling by the FCC requires wireless providers to negotiate roaming deals with competitors. This means that when you leave your carrier's network, you would still receive data service using a competitor's infrastructure. The FCC believes that this will help create more competition and provide better overall service. In other news, General Electric announced plans to build the largest solar panel plant in the United States. The location of the plant is currently unknown, but it will produce enough solar panels to generate 100 megawatts of electric power for customers. GE's goal is to become a leader in inexpensive but powerful solar technology. And finally, do you miss playing all the old-school Atari games? Atari released an app for the iPhone that will let you play 100 of its classic games. You get to play Pong for free, and $14.99 gets you the other 99 games. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Puffs tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for $1.87 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Feeding your mind and other things. I'm drinking some super green evolution juice right now. That's what has me juiced up, among other things.
What's that?
It's a super. It's one of those blended drinks.
Veggie juice,
protein,
things.
And that kind of stuff. Yeah, right. Exactly, Richie. They should be sponsors of this program.
Let's call them up. And
good day, sir. You go ahead. Help you.
We'll do it.
One of the things that we have been focusing on a little bit here. And there are several stories floating around about the aftershocks in Japan. A couple of people were killed. Power has been knocked out along the northern part of the country. Another tsunami warning. It was a 7.1 aftershock. We had the broadcast of one of my colleagues in talk radio, Jeff Bolton, he's on the air in Dallas. But he went over to broadcast from Japan this week, and he was on the air while the quake took place. And so far, apparently, with all of the various problems they've had, they've identified 25,000 people that lost their lives in this whole thing. And I said earlier, Roberta, for those who may not have been around, that this is just the beginning. I'm of the opinion, after listening to a few people talk about what is in store for changes on the planet, and this is normal. This is the kind of stuff that the planet goes through as it continues to live and mature. Japan, the islands of Japan are very much in jeopardy over the next 4 or 5 years.
Ew.
As to whether, you know, these things are going to continue, because that's where the action is on the plate right now. That's the area of shift.
Aren't you worried about California?
Not at all.
The West Coast?
No, I'm not worried
about
California.
It will be an island at some point.
But what are you going to worry about? I'm getting in the truck today, Charlotte.
Thanks a lot, Dougie. You're leaving me behind.
We're heading. This is my annual sojourn back east.
Yeah.
With
leaving
Charlotte.
Leaving your ex-wife and your two kids behind.
Actually, the ex-wife is on the farm this morning.
Oh,
and the two kids are they're okay. They run fast. They get out before anything serious happens. Meanwhile, we have at DougStephan.com a lot of info. It's Friday, you know, and there are tons of Freebie Friday things
Freebie
from Roberta.
Friday.
toothpicks to shampoo to DVDs.
Oh, my gosh, Roberta's you looked at it.
SeaWorld passes. Yes, Roberta.
The diva of dumpster.
Wow.
It's Roberta.
Best ever.
Such a freak.
Roberta was just bitten by a cobra snake.
Yeah. Wow.
If she says wow when she gets bitten by a snake, I don't know.
All right.
Okay, this is a really cool one. If you're a teacher in Florida or Southern California, that means San Diego County, Orange County, and L.A. County, you can get a SeaWorld pass free that is good through the end of the year. So if you're a teacher, you get a free annual pass to SeaWorld. If you're a kindergarten to 12th grade teacher in Florida or Southern California.
So,
is that cool or what?
So if you're a teacher in Iowa and you're going to Southern California.
No chance. No, okay. You have to be a credentialed kindergarten to 12th grade teacher in Florida, all of Florida, or Southern California.
What does kindergarten mean?
Kindergarten.
What is that? Where is that?
Kindergarten.
I don't know that I like the idea that you put up these freebies that I can't participate in.
Yeah,
well, a lot of people can.
My mom can.
Your mom can.
That's
there you
right.
go.
Yeah.
There you go. So I think
not
that was
fair.
Really cool.
I want to go to SeaWorld.
SeaWorld is great. I love SeaWorld.
It is great.
Okay, if you're planning your summer trip, you can get free travel guides and brochures. There's actually a website called travelguidesfree.com.
This is my summer trip. Driving Charlotte back to the farm. That's my summer trip.
Get free travel guides. And for your trip, you get free travel size Bath and Body Works signature collection items. You can get free. All you have to do is with any purchase, and you get an item up to $5, but it expires on the 20th. We have free samples of Aveeno shampoo, free samples of Hugo Boss cologne. Get a free DVD from Rick Steves Europe. If you go to Europe at all, Rick Steves is the guy. That's the one that you want to go with as far as, you know, information and where to go. And he has a lot of free downloadable stuff that's pretty cool. A free potty training DVD from Pull Up. So in case, you know, your spouse isn't potty trained yet, you can use that. Kids at Blockbuster get a free movie rental if they get a report card with a grade B or higher as their
right,
average
May I interject here for something? I had an idea yesterday. You must be psychic, Roberta.
What?
I was thinking as we get to the end of the school year, by the time we get around the 1st of May, Richie,
yeah.
We're going to have a contest. I got to figure out how to do it. Giving cash to people for the children for good grades.
Mm.
That'd be great.
I'll take some of that.
Yeah. No, you're not,
yeah,
not
maybe
you
got
to go back to school, though.
No, what are you going to give? You're going to give it to the kids, right?
Right.
Yeah,
my
little
one's
failing
geometry, so yeah. Maybe this will will help. And if you like Metallica, you like hard metal, what do they call that, heavy metal music?
Heavy metal.
Metallica have been around for 25 years.
You can
download. About?
Wait, no, they're on, they're on tour. You can download
a new song for 25.
Free copies of their tours. We have the website. You can, like,
when's
you
the last time they had
tour?
A new song?
The World, Doug.
When
it's
was
a song
that?
Called The World. It was released last week.
No.
There you go.
He's so full of it.
And free plastic toothpick samples from Flick Sticks.
He's such a moron.
We got the link for you on
Stephen.com.
Yeah. Are you guys finished now, or do I have to talk over you?
No, you're doing a fine job, Roberta.
Okay.
Thank you.
Toothpicks, shampoo, DVDs, SeaWorld passes, find it all. Queen of Cheap Box.
This is Enter the Sandman.
Yeah,
it just came out last week. It's a brand new song.
Yeah,
by Metallica?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Cool.
Shh. Don't sing that. Everybody shake your head.
I've been listening to this nonstop in my car.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's one of the big hits. They're going to be on American Idol next week.
Of course they are. Yeah, right. Along with you. All right, 21 for the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Program. Dr. Ken has information on how strawberries can help prevent a form of cancer. That feature is at DougSteffen.com as well today. So you don't want me to do the Facebook question about personal flaws? We'll save that. You want to save that for Monday?
You can do it today.
Going on there?
No.
Let's do it next hour.
What is it?
You can do it.
Okay, next hour.
Yes.
Do it next hour. Yeah, okay.
But what is it?
We can
it?
Do that. What's the question?
Yeah.
I want to know about personal flaws. I'm sort of looking at strengths and weaknesses of people.
Roberta will be good at this because she has tons of personal flaws that make her a better person.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and your biggest challenges, that sort of thing. I think these are good exercises for people to figure out their behaviors and what drives them and why they are the way they are. Why are you the way you are? Do you review the data and do you come up with things in certain circumstances and situations? They handle it the same way all the time and it's wrong and you don't understand why you keep repeating. It's like the woman who marries the same guy three times. Not the same guy, but the same kind of guy
kind
who marries
person,
one, divorces him. Same person.
Well, most of the time, they're like your father.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason Well, never mind. I'll keep that one to myself, thank you. That was good, Richie. I was just editing
very
myself.
Good. Absolutely.
Anyway, where have you been and where are you going and to what do you aspire and how do your flaws fit into all those various things?
I aspire every once in a while.
Yeah, that's good. It's always good to keep your perspiration.
I aspire when I work out really hard.
Yeah.
All right, so we have, let's see here, Karina Smirnoff, who was on Dancing with the Stars, has announced that she's going to be in Playboy magazine, posing naked for their May issue.
Ooh.
I don't think I know her. I haven't paid much
attention. She's a little teeny tiny thing. She's kind of petite, short, dark hair.
What's the last time you saw a Playboy magazine, Rich?
The one with the actual pages? It's been forever.
Yeah. By the way, you'll be interested in knowing that Paris Hilton is being sued for not turning back some loaned jewels that she was given.
Uh-oh.
She was loaned $60,000 worth of jewels and never gave them back.
Uh-oh.
Like, she's got to have some kind of really weird character flaw along with Lohan. She has all the money in the world. Why would she pull a stunt like that?
Because I'm Paris Hilton and I can, yes.
Yeah, okay, well.
I actually think that sometimes they may not realize they have them because their publicists get it for them. So they don't know what's theirs and what's not. All they know is that it arrives, and they've got so much stuff. I think it's part of the so much stuff syndrome. You know, when you have a lot of stuff, suddenly you don't know what you have anymore.
Yeah. David Arquette says he has his sobriety 100 days today, and life is beautiful, he says. And apparently the movie Scream, which opens next weekend, isn't it? It opens on April 15th, which is good because that's tax day for Scream to open up. I think he and his wife apparently are hanging around a lot together since he's gotten clean, and she's liking him, it would appear.
Really?
Courtney Cox?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that in one of the
documents. She's not only... She was with the guy that plays her husband on Cougar
Town. Yeah, she can handle a couple of guys, though, anyway.
But then they just photographed her with the guy that plays her real love interest on the show, and they were frolicking in the sand.
Mm.
Yeah.
They've also showed her with her son on the show, so I don't know if she's dating all three of her co-stars or what the deal is.
Wow. Sounds like a good deal to me. Where do I sign up for that?
Yeah.
All right, so yesterday...
Roberta, she'll be with one of the grips.
Yeah. Yesterday, as I said, Roberta, Jennifer told you that Alec Baldwin made a pronouncement. I told you not so fast. In a moment, not so fast.
Oh,
you're right up
so wrong.
Here on Good Day. I'm not so wrong at all.
Oh, I have the real story.
I have the story.
Oh, I have the story.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
And now it's time for Lenny's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Lenny comes out and counts down. 16 days in, then it's Easter. Time to start spring cleaning. Remember, don't accept candy from dust bunnies. This has been Larry's Easter Countdown. Tune in tomorrow for another Easter message.
VeggieTales presents 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Get ready to celebrate the season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter-themed musical, Up with Bunnies.
We need a star.
Cassie Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love. Featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Cassie.
Helping one another.
One great little reason why we're here.
VeggieTales 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christian stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
You know, when my youngest went off...
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougStephan.com.
Sounds like good advice to me, by the way. We also have some other advice submitted by one of my new friends from Possum Pet Patrol. She's really wonderful. She found that Delta has been studying the dogs that they ship. If you have an English Bulldog like I do, Delta says they won't ship them anymore, and they have a good reason. I was being a wise guy about this before. Because Bulldogs have the short snout and because they don't travel well in these circumstances, apparently a number of the Bulldogs that they've shipped recently have died.
Ooh.
So Delta says no more shipping
Bulldogs.
A number
of the dogs that have died during shipping were Bulldogs. So
yeah,
they
right.
said, we can't figure this out, anything. So we're just not going to ship them
right.
anymore.
Yep. Okay, so that's a feature at DougStephan.com. Always you can find out what's going on in the world of television and here with an update on what we can expect from 30 Rock. Yesterday, I told Jennifer not to be so fast with the Alec Baldwin pronouncement. She said,
Alec Baldwin
don't worry.
Slipped and said
I've
the show would be over next year.
Yeah, and now he says, no, that's not true.
Okay, that's because they're doing damage control. But here's what you don't know. Tina Fey is pregnant, Dougie.
Really?
She's pregnant again with her second child.
So what was
she's
that?
Five
so what?
Months pregnant.
So what?
Wow.
Which
didn't stop her last time.
Well, no, but it means to me that that's a little more fodder for why the show may not go on.
No.
So she can have more freedom to do other projects.
She could sit back for
family.
A few years, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Jane Krakowski's pregnant and due later in the month. And Elizabeth Banks, who's also on the show, became a mom.
Okay, so then they can have Alec Baldwin impregnating all of them as part of the show.
Yeah, there you
there
go.
There you go.
I'm sorry with that.
Scoop,
all
yeah.
Right.
All right, we have to go to the Jersey Shore. Good news if you're a Jersey Shore fan. there was a little contract negotiation dispute going on. And
they want $40,000 in
yeah,
right
they
now.
Want $40,000. It looks like it's going to happen. They're headed to Italy. But wow. If it couldn't get any worse than that, three of the castmates are getting their own shows. We've talked about Snooki and JWoww. They'll be doing one. Pauly D just got his own series, which is going to be another 12 episodes. All of that will come at the end of this year. So you'll have Italy, you'll have JWoww, then you'll have Pauly D, and then you'll have another season of Jersey Shore. Holy moly. They're going to be 40 and still dancing and partying and doing crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Also, some new shows that Showtime has added. This one is intriguing to me. Claire Danes is in it, Damian Lewis. And it's a psychological drama called Homeland. That's going to start in the fall. They also have a show called House of Lies, which is a 30-minute comedy. And Kristen Bell and Don Cheadle will be in that one.
Yeah.
You like that?
No, I don't find this intriguing at all.
What?
I'm much more interested in Simon Cowell.
And
how he's picking the judges X Factor.
Did you hear who's also in the running? You know, it was Jessica Simpson, but now it looks like it could be Fergie. That could be their female judge.
I don't care about any of these people. Why don't they find somebody that I'm going to identify with?
They're going to have James Garner from the Rockford Files be a new judge on Simon Cowell's new show.
His birthday was yesterday. He's looking pretty bad, by the way, lately.
Oh, he's 80-something.
Yeah, but he's somebody that you identify with, Doug.
Don't be a wise. You know, you're being a wise acre.
No, wait a minute. You didn't care about Jennifer's report because everybody was irrelevant to you. I'm just trying to make it relevant.
I still have more if you want.
No, you know what? T. Leone is going to be in a comedy pilot called Spring Fall. That means
we talked about that a few weeks ago.
Well, I'm looking at today's sheet, so whether you talk about it a couple of weeks ago, you talk about these things when I'm not around.
Miranda Lambert, though, you know our favorite little country singer?
Yeah.
She's not my favorite country singer.
She's starting a show. She's got a series in development because her parents were private investigators, and they used to ask her to help them solve cases, so she's doing a show based on her life. You like that one?
No.
Okay.
You need more Rockford Files news.
No, I don't. No.
Something about Bonanza.
How about Sean Hayes? He's going to be Larry in the Three Stooges.
He doesn't care about Sean Hayes.
I don't care about him either.
From Will and Grace.
Three Stooges are stupid and irrelevant, aren't they, Doug?
Very good, Rich.
You need some howdy doody news.
51 after the hour on
Come
your
on,
day.
Jennifer. Be relevant.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
75.
Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah.
Okay, let's get.
Ho, 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 ho.
Where's the ding ding ding?
Told you want to get away?
Yeah, I do.
Now you may speak.
I want to get away from here. I'm being attacked by my fellow hosts, and I want out.
All in love, Doug.
I want to go away. Leave me alone.
It's time for your irrelevant travel report.
That's right, with irrelevant Tom.
That's right.
From Don't irrelevant. Let me sit up, Tom. It's okay.
Bestfares.com. Okay, so we're talking about this. We posted on Facebook, the Doug Stephan Show Facebook page, the edict from Delta that they will not ship bulldogs anymore because they die. And so as a warning to people who might be thinking of taking their bulldog on vacay, and if they put them underneath, it doesn't matter with the Delta or American or whatever airline, if it's hot, the bulldogs do not do well. And so Delta just says, you know, we've lost 6 bulldogs recently shipping them, and apparently there's a problem with them, and we're not going to ship them anymore.
So of all the listeners that we have listening right now, how many of those people do you think are bulldog owners that were thinking about flying that we've been able to help?
I don't think that I think it's stupid of you to bring that up because you're just trying to make it seem like what I say is irrelevant.
I just want to make sure that we help a large amount of people.
Well, because this is indicative of, though, other things, Tom, isn't it?
Well, no, I was just saying. I mean, the number of airlines are willing to put the animals in cargo under the plane now is half what it used to be just because of the number of animals they lose every year.
Yeah.
And
so that's why all the more relevancy to your suggestion last week that folks be able to buy seats in the plane for their pet.
Yeah, well, we got a chart up there on your page right now, so it will show you which airlines will. But the bulldogs are probably restricted on several different airlines.
Yeah,
it's just not Delta. So now to get into better, nicer things. But, you know, the only reason I'm bringing this up, because I know we're going to talk about animals, but I think the more important thing is we do have the first big summer airfare sale out there.
Oh, this is relevant to most of the listeners?
I think this is.
Good.
Okay, that's a refresher.
Very good. All right.
Okay. So if you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see Tom Parsons' picture there as a contributor. Click on that. He has a special page, as he just indicated, for Doug Stephan Good Day listeners, travel deals, et cetera, and the summer fairs. Let the summer fair wars begin.
Well, let me give you an example. You live in Boston. I live in Dallas. If you flew, now here's the important thing on this fair sale. Yeah, and you have all weekend to buy this. Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's the next Thursday. But this is how what I'm saying. If you fly Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays, the month of July, from Dallas to Boston, Boston to Dallas, the cheapest airfares that the airlines are adding because it's blacked out is $598 round trip. That's the cheapest. However, remember the kids are out of school. We're not. The kids can be flexible as heck, as far as I'm concerned. You need to go and work it out with the boss man, or whoever you have to go to deal with the vacation, and fly Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, to come back Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, and Thursdays. That fare drops to $249 to $269. Big difference. That's $350. That's $1,500. What can you do with an extra $1,500? I guess you can take another vacation or buy two LCD TVs, but that's what you're going to have to do if you want the best deals right now for summer. So look at that flexibility. Matter of fact, on your site, bestfares.com, too, you'll find it. We have a color-coded chart telling you what days not to travel, and we'll also show you what the cheapest days are in that between May and August. But that's a good deal right now, especially if you're flying east of the Rockies. This is the week to be buying, I'm telling you. Those airlines, I mean, you can think about it, all the fare hikes we've seen this year. Everybody was all doom and gloom Monday this week, and then Tuesday came rolling around, and happy days are here again.
See, that's the hard part, and that is very helpful, because you sit there and you look at something.
Relevant?
It is very relevant, because if you book Saturday to Saturday, they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
And when we went to Disney, we went Wednesday to Wednesday, and the airfare prices, it was half.
Yeah, well, it's summertime.
Well, not everybody can get away like that. If you can,
also,
it works.
I do have one other deal. Our number one deal last year was a credit card offer from British Airways, and it's back. And if you sign up for the card and approved by Chase, it's $95 this year versus $75. You get 50,000 and then miles immediately. But then if you spend $2,500 over 90 days, which is not hard to do, you can get another 50,000. But that's worth one business class ticket to Europe on British Airways, or almost three tickets to Hawaii, maybe four tickets to Mexico or Canada or across the USA, and maybe three tickets to the Caribbean. But that's probably the hottest credit card offer we've seen, with 100,000 air miles being offered.
I heard on the plane the other day, 30,000 miles are being offered by those generous folks at American, if you sign up for their credit card thing.
Well,
but you know what the big scam is?
They're a co-chair with American. Yeah.
Nobody is getting credit cards anymore because nobody's credit's any good. So it's a big deal. It's a lot of hooey about nothing. Check out bestfares.com through DougStephan.com. Tom Parsons here on Good Day.